A Jackson game and fish biologist receives a prestigious award for her work in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. Wildlife biologists from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, Grand Teton National Park, and the National Elk Refuge were awarded the Craighead Conservation Award in April at the Northern Rockies Conservation Symposium in Jackson. The awardees include Wyoming Game and Fish North Jackson wildlife biologist Allie Quartermank, Sarah Dewey, wildlife biologist for Grand Teton National Park, and Eric Cole, wildlife biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's National Elk Refuge. Established in 2003, the Craighead Conservation Award honors the legacies of Frank and John Craighead. Recipients of this award have significantly impacted wildlife conservation in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem and demonstrate the dedicated spirit of the Craighead brothers through years of service in wildlife research, management, community involvement, and policy. Quartermank, Dewey, and Cole were recognized for their collaborative work on long-distance ungulate migrations and landscape connectivity. Their work spans various geographic and governance boundaries and encompasses the management of a variety of species, including, but not limited to, elk, deer, pronghorn, bison, bighorn sheep, and sage-grouse. Northern Rockies Conservation Cooperative Board President Peyton Griffin emphasized their unified approach to researching and managing the iconic Jackson elk herd during the symposium. Griffin says this award speaks to the many ways that Eric, Allie, and Sarah exemplify outstanding science, dedication to public outreach and education, and commitment to conservation partnerships and networks, one of the major themes of this symposium. Historically, the Craighead Conservation Award has been given to a single individual, but this year the selection committee chose to honor these three biologists not only for their individual accomplishments, but for their effectiveness as a collaborative team of wildlife managers. Quartermank says, "One of the things I strongly believe in conservation is that we don't do anything by ourselves." She says, "We always do things as part of a team, and anything significant that happens involves a lot of collaboration with a lot of people." The recognition of Quartermank, Dewey, and Cole as a collaborative team underscores the vital role of interagency partnerships in achieving meaningful conservation outcomes within the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.